I had a weird... Sometimes I dream comics.
Sure.
And I dreamt one last night, and it's not really a comic.
Sure, but it did happen. You'd like to share it with the class.
Yeah, it was a thing I dreamt. In the first panel, it was like... I forget his name. Balky? What's his name?
Balky Bartakamus?
No, the guy from Grand Theft Auto. I just think of him as Balky.
Oh, that's Nico Bellic.
Nico. It was Nico grabbing, like, a lady and yanking her out of her car.
Yeah.
And maybe stomping her or whatever.
The traditional.
Yeah, the second panel.
Greetings.
He's like stomping her. I need this car or something, whatever he says there. And then the last panel, it was... I can't even say it. The guy is really bad.
But this is a real dream that you had.
Yeah, it was like a dad, and he was at a table, and the kids were like, when's mommy coming home? And he's like, soon. He's like looking at his watch. Yeah, I dreamt that. Isn't that dark?
When's mommy coming home soon would be one way. The other way would be to have them at the table. It's set. Yeah. And just to have the father looking over at the clock.
Yeah.
You're a bad person. It's like even when you are not at the helm of your conscience,
yeah,
it's already
like,
treading dark water. What an evil man.
I think I'm deeply broken. Something in there.
It's those drugs, man. It's those drugs you're taking. It's like it has to exhaust all of the dark evil thoughts that it captures during the day.
Yeah.
And then when your subconscious takes over, you inhabit a nightmare realm.
Well, one of the side effects of the drugs
is terrible dreams.
No. Is
nightmare visions.
Extremely vivid dreams.
Yeah, I've heard there are a couple of those that do that.
Yeah, it's true. Like, my dreams went up a notch.
No, I guess I think of my dreams as pretty vivid already. Like, what do they mean by
too.
Increasingly vivid dreams?
Well...
Dreams with tactile sensation.
Dreams that cause physical pain. No, like, I remember them vividly. The next day where they sort of drift away.
Yeah,
normally.
Absolutely. Maybe they just mean a dream that you remember.
Well, also during the dream, I find that like if I'm having a very intense dream, like I used to have dreams, you know, where I was being chased by a werewolf or whatever, right? Now, if I dream that I'm being chased by a werewolf, like I will wake up in a pool of sweat, like shaking.
Oh.
Like.
It's not cordoned off.
Like, that werewolf was fucking...
He was right there, sweating on you.
Yeah. But, you know, the alternative, you know, the other side of that is that when you have a good dream...
Like when you're eating, like, a peach.
Yeah, you have a... That peach is real.
It's the peach.
Yeah. I could eat a peach for hours. That's a movie quote.
I curled up my lip in disgust. All right.
So, yeah, vivid dreams.
They're real. Or they feel real.
They feel real.
I wonder what news is available on the internet. Here is a scarf.
Are we looking at blogs?
Well, I'm looking at the webs, trying to discern, you know, what our topic will be today. But then we got the last comic, just when we couldn't write a comic, and then someone came in and got us some lunch, and then we had a comic magically. So maybe we should just wait here in silence for someone to come into the room. And give us a comic on a silver platter. It's a possibility.
Unlikely.
No.
Well, hit me with the news. Hit me with your best shot.
Bow now. Fire away. There is a scarf with game characters on it. Dun-dun-dun.
That's news.
A lot of people bought GTA. That's the next news.
Okay.
Here's a cross post from another blog in their network that is vaguely related to gaming.
Okay.
Another cross post. SCEA responds to PlayStation 3 GTA 4 issues.
So there are issues, I guess?
Well, there is enough perception of issues, at any rate. There's enough perception of issues that they feel like they need to get out ahead of it.
Yeah.
Even though I can't imagine how it would be their fault. What?
Yeah.
In what kind of chaos and disarray must they be internally to feel like they need to respond when a vendor's product fails?
Well, a high-profile product like GTA, maybe.
Absolutely. Absolutely, but...
That reminds me, Endochrome comes out today.
Echochrome.
Ecochrome.
No. It's Echochrome. I'm right. Let's stop it, too. But do you want to get it?
Yeah.
Does that sort of, like, perspective thing?
I played the demo.
Do you, right? Well,
like
we both played it together. I like the music.
No, I mean, I grabbed it on the PlayStation 3.
Are coyotes?
Yeah, I think so.
No. So is it, how do you like it on the larger controller?
It's fine. It's just, I mean, Same game.
I bet it's crisp to death.
It looks good, yeah.
It's yeah. Crisp.
But
it's a very tasteful experience.
Yeah, 52 or whatever puzzles, that sounds good.
Yeah, you know, I saw a screenshot of one of those puzzles, one of the advanced puzzles.
Yeah.
And my heart stopped.
Yeah, but already by the end of the demo, I was sort of at the end of my fucking ability.
I'm glad that you can stop this man.
Yeah.
So that he does not simply fall perpetually into nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the World Ends With You is so fascinating that I'm not in the market. I'm just not in the market for any other...
That's what you're playing now.
That is what is up. This portable game.
Is there something hilarious about it? We could make a comic?
So far, it's pretty grim. It's a pretty dark teen drama.
Yeah.
It's like a twisted version of Degrassi Junior High set in Japan's Shibuya district. But I don't even know what that is. Like, I don't know what Shibuya is.
I'm sure that it means something.
Exactly, exactly. Like, I'm sure that his name being Neku, maybe Nekus are thought of to be a certain way, or...
Yeah.
But, like, Shibuya is essentially a fantasy realm. Like,
yeah, might as well be.
There's nothing to, there's nothing to distinguish it from the Shire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, there's hobbits or something. But I think that... I was telling Kiko that he should get it, just because he is fascinated with J-pop and the rest of it. But it's basically like playing... It's like inhabiting J-pop.
Yeah.
Like the whole visual style, J-pop is playing constantly.
I'll pick it up.
You're collecting these pins.
Yeah.
And each of the pins is sort of like each of the pins is an attack, but you can level up the attacks as you're playing with them. Some of the pins evolve into other, as you level them up, they evolve into other attacks. But each of these attacks has its own method of interaction. Like, I have a pin that doesn't attack enemies directly, but I can strike objects in the environment to send them at enemies and damage them.
Hmm.
I have ones that just slash enemies. I have ones where I tap in the empty space between me and the enemy and beams shoot out. And all that is happening simultaneously with combat that you manage up on top that isn't as complex.
Yeah.
It's pretty... The combat that's going on up on top is far more...
Intuitive?
It's a little bit more ambient. Like, it's a very basic. It'll be like right, 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 or... Right, right, down, right, right, or something like that. Like, typically, you're sort of like, you'll go up there and you'll do a move, and you'll be moving back down to the one on the bottom, which is much more active.
So you're not trying to manage both screens necessarily at the same time?
Not necessarily. They want to sort of guide your consciousness with this sort of puck. They call it the puck or something like that. It's like a baton that passes back and forth
between
to give
screens.
You a general idea of which one you should be managing. But in my experience, if you want to get the most out of it, you need to be using them both whenever you can. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll pick it up.
The art is just, it'll kick your ass. And you know how...
Well,
you know
I love
how,
that guy, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know how in Pokemon, how we were talking about this the other day, how there is another way to interpret the game where in a fashion show, all the same Pokemon and all the same moves are interpreted in this other context?
Right.
Well, all these pins are... involved in a kind of like marbles pogs type
sort of thing.
Yeah, well, obviously you're definitely collecting them,
but you're also battling with them.
But you battle with the pins in a separate game, and in that separate game, each of these pins has different stats, like that you're using to slam them against other pins, basically.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. Like that's half the reason I'm trying to sell this game to other people, is so I can see if that sub game is interesting.
Oh, it's actually multiplayer.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'll get it.
Yeah, that just, I don't know.
Okay.
But we'll see what's up. We'll see what's up during lunch. Anyway, so SCEA, it's important enough to them that they want to try to...
Head it off at the pass.
Define it.
Yeah.
That 7 Video Game Commandments article was actually on Cracked was actually pretty good.
I didn't read that.
I was... Definitely make a point. It's very funny.
Okay.
Like, it's just a great article. Obama mentions GTA, good for him. Here's a screenshot of Fable 2, Rubik's Cube, Lego Indiana Jones. Where did this Ken Cooter... Is this a fake screenshot?
I don't know.
This picture?
Yeah, I saw that picture too.
I don't understand what's going on in this
picture.
I don't know.
Maybe you do
understand.
You don't want to. Maybe you understand all too well.
Right. There's a Google map of...
Yeah, that was kind of neat. I went and looked at that.
That's tasteful. Does it have all the real venues?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still enjoying that game. I want to play more of it today. I think you're right. I think that the drugs may have eliminated the anxiety that would normally keep me from playing the game.
Yeah.
Now the open world does not cause me stress.
You know what? You like the new Mario Kart, too.
Yeah.
I bet that's what you didn't like. We need to get Mario Party in here. I bet that's what you didn't like. That constant shifting from first to second, first to second, first to second.
Yeah. Maybe.
And now you're just like, video games!
Shinies! I'm not retarded now.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I think that that what you didn't like about that, like, because you're definitely more competitive than I am.
Yeah.
But you're asserting yourself in this game environment.
Yeah.
And it's like, I never expect to win. Even if I did well, I expect to be destroyed by that shell.
Sure.
So it doesn't, I never expect to claim victory.
Yeah.
And so if I don't claim victory, I'm like, well, yes, that's in line with, you know, that's in line with our projections for Q2. But for you, I wonder if that agitation that quasi first position that never
I'm
really
winning, I'm losing, I'm winning, I'm losing.
Yeah. Right. Huh. Yeah, we need to get more. I bet you're gonna be like, all right, I got a star, guys. It's cool.
Yeah.
I got some coins, baby.
Maybe.
We'll see. Yeah. If that's the case, I need to get on them right away.
Yeah. Well, you still should get on them right away.
But life, I'm just saying that my life could be improved.
Yeah.
And I don't get especially agitated by GTA 4 when I'm watching someone else play it.
Yeah.
Then, again, it's like some of these other games, like Rez or whatever, like it's just performance art.
Right.
But this is performance art that actually has performance art inside it.
Yeah. Yeah,
How many of those goddamn cabaret shows are there? How many could there possibly be?
I bet they made a bajillion of them.
It's got to be nice to have unlimited time and money.
Yeah.
And team.
I'm enjoying, the story is fine. As usual.
So far, I think it's pretty interesting. Like,
it's better. It's better than they've been, definitely, I think.
This is definitely a guy whose situation I find much more compelling.
Yeah, I like him. I like Balky.
Yeah.
And I sort of want to see how he manages...
This bullshit.
So, I don't
mind. I was surprised that you chose to do what you did in that event that I won't talk about because it's a spoiler.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I think that's also a product of the drugs. Like, normally that event would probably make me stop playing, because at that point it's one of these branches where it's like, well, shit, if I don't do this, I'm never gonna see this track of the game. What if I totally fuck up here?
Exactly. But I mean, that isn't what I...
But I didn't care. I was like, eh, whatever. I'll do this, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I was just curious because... It was definitely a choice. That's what you said already, but also that I think that we had different interpretations of who this person was.
Yeah.
And you behaved in a way that was maybe truer to what you had perceived.
Well, see, that's another difference between us. I wasn't thinking about who that character was at all.
Oh yeah,
I'm just having fun.
Yeah. Oh sure. And you're like, well, this will definitely turn it up.
Yeah. What I do to this man here will be exciting. Whereas you were thinking about his motivations as a character.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you build a story in there that I'm not partaking in.
So you are more interested in that than usual, but you're still not interested.
No.
Yeah. That's good info. So Blizzard acquires Diablo3.com, stop the fucking presses.
What?
Activision CEO says U.S. economy could cause console price drop. No, I think Christmas will cause a console price drop. Genius. Genioso. I guess he has hundreds of billions of dollars. Maybe he's the better guy to be asking about that.
There's always a price drop at Christmas, though.
Yeah, I can't. Summer price drop. Wow. I don't see it.
Yeah.
R-type command to include cool-looking spaceship.
That's a pretty cool model.
Yeah,
that's a nice little tchotchke.
That's a must. Oh, hey, Disincentives won the best webcomic for that week.
Yeah, we did. Cool. It's always nice to win.
I feel like a champion.
We are a champion.
My friend.
We should quit now, go out on top.
That would save us the toil we're about to endure.
Yeah. Somebody there?
There was somebody there, but you don't need to fear them.
No.
They're gone now.
Okay.
Hush.
Well, I still want to make a GTA comic. I just don't know.
well, you know what? You know how this fucking thing is going to end, right? It's going to end with us coming back to your first idea, and we're going to make that.
That's not a comic, though. That's just a fucking grim... That shit is just dark.
Well, we made a comic where a person agrees to accept money on their suicide attempt. So, I mean, I don't know...
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though.
We're much more refined now. Yeah, I sort of had to check out. I had to check out of the news yesterday. Just because the news itself is designed to agitate people. The news as it's delivered is designed to agitate, and then the people get agitated and they just roil there in the thread.
Yeah, I really think that's a horrible system. I think deciding that you're going to pay your bloggers based on comments means now that they will try to fucking spin every story in a way to generate
It isn't so much an argument. It's page views, right? And comments are roughly analogous to page views.
They want the story to get looked at. And
refreshed.
The way it's going to get looked at is if it's spark some...
If it's agitprop.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Well, it...
I know you want to tell me.
Well, no, I'm not going to. But it's a thing that is real.
Go ahead. What does it mean?
Let me look up the definition. No, listen. We need to move on.
What does it mean?
It's like if you have a... It's like picture of like a prop.
Okay.
It's just something to make people mad. All
right.
I'd like to see more about that new prince.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited by the look of it.
Of Poesia. You like it?
Mm-hmm. I dig that illustrative look.
Yeah. In general, I think that the prince is still a very... The prince has an approach to platforming that sort of emphasizes sort of chain movements.
It's like very unique still, yeah.
Yeah. It's still really exciting to me. And Assassin's Creed has some of that, but you have to find it yourself. Like,
yeah, you sort of make it.
It isn't a linear progression. And we made it, but, you know, we wanted to see that stuff.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we have heard something about another Assassin's Creed already if it was going to be an annual franchise?
Probably.
Like, they make it very obvious that it's a franchise.
Yeah, they definitely set up the sequel at the end.
But I wonder.
Like, maybe it's not going to be annual, though.
Yeah. Which I think would be great.
That would be awesome, yeah.
And it may be that it sounds like there's some similarities in terms of the movement. So it may be that they don't want to release a Prince and a Assassin's Creed the same year.
Yeah, that's true. Alternate them or something.
That'd be fair.
There's a couple concepts in GTA that are sort of funny, right?
We did have that. We were playing on the multiplayer.
Yeah, I was just going to say, here's sort of what I'm thinking, right? You've got...
So many situations.
You've got a couple things here. First, there's the idea, in multiplayer, it's very funny. 9 times out of 10, when trying to get someone into your car, you run over them multiple times.
Yeah, you strike them.
Yeah. Number two, the idea that you could kill 15 people with a shotgun. The cops could fucking come down on you. But if you get out of their line of sight...
They're like, nah, it's not worth it.
Eh, whatever. I'm sure he's gone. They give up.
Yeah.
And then...
No, that's funny.
The third one was, shit, what was that? I had a third one.
You better. I'm primed for it. I'm ready to type it. I have a blank line here.
Oh, yeah. The girl going on the dates with you does not care that you show up in a fucking bloody semi.
Like, I mean, there's
still had a nice time.
There's no way they could have written it.
Yeah.
You know, they could have done some context-sensitive stuff for the car, like a dented car, but pulling the huge stolen semi up and then just to have her come out of her apartment, walk around the huge semi, and then, like, step up on that little step
and get
and
in.
Open up the...
And be like, where are we going?
Open up the cab. Like, that's not noteworthy.
Yeah. To her, that's, you know... She's ready to go bowling.
Well, she doesn't like the place that we wanted to go to, either.
No, we took her to a bad place.
Next time, it's diners and cafes.
Yeah. But all three of those, I think, are funny. The comic where it's like, you're hitting the guy, he's flipping up over the hood, and the guy in the car's like, get in, get in! And then he's like, hold on, I'll back up! And he's like, backing into his face. There's people here. Who are these people?
I don't know. I don't know who it is. Just, let's get behind the pillar. Okay, he's gone.
No, he's not gone. He's standing right there.
Oh, shit.
Okay, now he's gone.
Okay, thank God. Do you see him deposit any of his eggs anywhere?
No.
Okay. So I see, there's like people who come in, and it's like, oh, he's coming to meet Robert.
The guy in the suit? Yeah. With the satchel?
Exactly. It's like, no, he's not here for us.
Yeah. Yeah. People don't come to see us wearing a sweater and a leather messenger bag.
Yeah. The cop thing, I think, is very true. I think that everyone...
Yeah, the only thing that would make me dismiss that one is it's the same thing in any stealth game. It's like you murder the guy, but if the guard doesn't see you, oh, it's, you know, it's the Sam Fisher thing.
Yeah.
He finds the broken neck guard, and you're like, well, I don't see anybody, so...
Yeah, it's like, I've been telling him about these stairs, you know, it's like... Yeah. Okay, so that one is gone. Kaput.
That's Russian.
Maybe. But the,
That's fitting.
Yeah, the hitting with the car, that's gonna be best if we can get as many hits in as possible.
Yeah, we could do three hits.
It's like we almost have to have three hits.
Yeah.
And that could work even with Gabe and Tycho.
Yeah.
But if we did Gabe and Tycho, people may perceive that we are simply getting in the car out
front.
And not
playing GTA.
Exactly. So we probably need to choose a certain motif.
Yeah.
For that doesn't include the characters.
Well, what are the teams are usually like the...
Well, the modes that I played the most are cops and robbers, basically.
Yeah, so it could be the robbers or the cops and...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two robbers trying to get in the car.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they just have suits on. That'll work fine. And honestly, when you see a person in a business suit fly over the hood of a car, that just makes everybody happy, so...
Yeah, so he's just, in the first panel, he's ramming into him head on.
I reserve the right to investigate this date car thing in a later strip.
I think the date car thing is funny. We could do that now if you want to investigate both. We'll see which one's better.
No, I think the hit car thing is hot.
Okay.
I'm just saying I reserve the right, or I'm not choosing between them.
I like those. I
permanently.
Like both of
them, yeah. Okay.
Showing up in the bloody car with a huge fucking dent and a shattered windshield with hair in it, like
scalp a purse.
Yeah. They had a really nice time.
And also, you drive over people the whole way back, and it's like, eh.
Nico, what are you doing?
Well, yeah. It's just sort of like, you know, people get hit by cars sometimes. That's,
yeah.
You know.
It's the way it is.
You hit somebody right outside the apartment.
Yeah. Probably her neighbor.
Okay. All right. Okay. So it's like, so we have our car. There's a person in the driver's seat.
Yeah, there's a person in the driver's seat. The guy is getting flipped up over the hood. Yeah. Blood's coming out. He's
getting rolled up over the
hood. Yeah. So he needs a grunt noise, and we need the guy inside being like, hurry up, get in. Except you drive up to somebody to have them get in, and you slam on the brake.
You're honking.
But you slam into them.
Yeah, yeah. It's like there's almost... I'm honestly, like, when I play it, I'm surprised it works at all.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they can do the whole city.
Yeah.
And, you know, 16 fucking people. I'm completely blown away by the technology.
Yeah.
But it's almost like there's a little bit more latency.
Yeah.
And it's completely understandable. I don't mind. Given everything that it has to accomplish.
Yeah.
But there's something about that process that no one can quite get a handle on.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
Eventually, you will wait far away from a car, you know.
Yeah.
They're probably already doing it now. They wait for the car to come to a complete stop.
Before getting in. So then in the second pass, like, shit, hold on, I'll back up. And he's like,
no!
backing into his face.
No doubt!
Yeah, he's like under the car. The bumper's catching him right in the jaw. Driving him under the wheels.
Hang on, back up. And you can't really be mad at them because they're just so happy to be playing GTA. Like,
yeah.
They just, you
yeah.
know?
They just want you to get in. And then it's like you stop and then a fucking semi slams into your car. All right, I'm not going to move. Just get in.
The rocket launcher.
See, I also like cutting back to Gabe and Tycho, though, in that third one. And Tycho just being like, just stop the fucking car. Is there split screen, though? They couldn't be playing split screen, huh?
But it doesn't have to be between them. It can be between us and some person, and some enthusiastic...
Shouting into the headset?
Some enthusiastic driver online.
Yeah. Yeah, Gabe shouting at somebody.
Yeah, but the reality is that that's what you like to do.
Drive into people? Well, sure, but if I'm trying to get into a car, I don't want to be hit.
Exactly, but if you're driving the car, do you hit the other person?
Oh, yeah. So maybe Gabe's doing this on purpose? And Tycho's just fucking, you're a criminal.
But it's a game about criminals.
Okay, hold on, I'm going to stop now.
It's almost better in the last one if we don't show it and you just hear the,
Yeah, Gabe laughs.
No, hold on, I'm...
Okay, no, hold on. I'm really going to stop this time.
No, for reals, though.
For reals.
Okay, I'm really going to stop this time. Okay, I'm stopping.
Maybe like a thwack and a. Yeah. Like a thud. Or a whap. Or a smack. Or a swap.
Okay.
Or a twud.
Or a thwip.
Or a thwip or a twad.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
Right.
I was thinking of sound effects. Or a chunk. Or a pukunk. Or just a crash.
punk is good. Just especially because it's just like that light bumper hit.
Yeah. Grunt. And it seems like Tycho should have some observation, like...
Because, I mean, that's actually the game for you.
Yeah. This game is a blast, like... Because Gabe's having fun, but he's not playing...
Yeah, I like GTA.
Yeah. I love GTA. You love being an asshole.
No.
It's like... Hold on a second. It's like... It's long, but it's like... GTA is just his medium.
Right. I'm really stopping this time. For real. Okay, I'm stopped.
God, I love this game.
How long? How long? How long have you been doing this? This one guy? I like that he says that he's really stopping this time for reals.
Yeah, for reals.
This means that he is still moving.
Yeah.
What?
What are you doing?
Well, I realized that I was typing, and the action of the keyboard was creating a kind of symphony out of the mugs on my desk. And so I wanted to calibrate it.
So how many plastic vitamin water cups?
Well, hold on. Do you want plastic or do you want all cups?
Well, let's start with the vitamin water cups.
Eight
vitamin water cups. How many coffee mugs?
And is this mugs or does this include Go cups?
Mugs and Go cups.
14.
And how many balls bottles?
See, just one.
Any kind of cup I missed?
Yes, you missed coffee cups from espresso huts.
How many of those do we have?
Traditional drinking glasses, French fry containers, and IBC root beer bottles, which I distinguish from the balls bottle.
So all told, we're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of, what, 40?
Oh, also, slim, fast cans. Of which there is only one, which I think is funny. And also, you neglected to mention wizards. There are multiple count. Wizards.
Wizard desk decoration, I think, is one thing. I'm talking about spent drinking containers.
There's 30.
There's 30...
containers.
Pieces of garbage on your desk.
Well, listen, if we're talking about garbage, the number goes up.
Yeah.
But I got great stuff on here, too. I've got drumsticks...
It's just really gross. Like, how do you work like that in that kind of environment?
Well, if they were piled up on top of my keyboard, that might make it difficult, but...
Yeah, but don't... I mean, it's trash. Like, it's trash all over your desk.
And...
And you don't find that gross?
But it's over there.
No, it's not. It's right next to you.
But I'm saying it's not pushed. It's sort of corralled. Like, I have it under control.
No, you don't.
Like, if it moves even an inch, I don't know.
Doesn't it start to smell?
I can't smell.
You can't smell?
No.
You have no sense of smell?
Not really.
You just have a bad smeller?
I do. It needs to be calibrated.
Well, it's gross to have garbage all over your desk.
Okay. Noted. I'll throw it away as soon as we finish this podcast.
Huh? You know what I'm going to do? Nope. I'm going to point the webcam at your desk.
What, and shame
leave
me?
It and just have it broadcast constantly. What do you think of that?
Well, it might encourage one of them to come clean it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the right person will see it and they won't be able to abide it. And they'll
come to the office.
They'll clean
and
my
clean
desk.
Your desk.
So, this is, I think it's an incredible plan and I support it 100%.
All right. I don't know how to punch it.
Yeah, me either. Well, I mean, the other idea is that it happening over and over was what we thought was funny.
Right.
And so, I don't know that as a form, like, I don't know that we necessarily need to subvert it. In the third panel. What we thought was funny was that it happens over and over all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, we'd like to do that. Switching the persona that is delivering it was a good start, but then you just have to come up with, you know, so we know who would do it.
Right.
So I'm really stopping for reals, but that's not a thing. It isn't enough that it's him, you know? Just being Gabe, it isn't like enough. It's like when Han Solo comes and helps you at the beginning of Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah.
Like, it isn't just enough that Han Solo's there. Like,
what if it's like, what if Gabe in the last panel is, like, what if we can see that it's Gabe?
Yeah, okay.
He's wearing the suit or whatever.
I'm with you so far.
He's driving.
Oh, he's driving in the car.
He's driving over the guy a third time now. He's like, okay, I'm going to stop for reals this time. But he's laughing.
He's just big smiling. Like,
yeah, he's obviously enjoying it. And he's grinding the guy, you know, again into the wheels, like, just pulling him through the fucking underside of the car. And the guy's, you know, and we just have like a narration box that just says like, you know, emergent gameplay. Something like that.
You could also, I mean, if that is titling it, You could even put that at the beginning, or I could name the strip that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't need to be in the body of the image. Yeah. I'm surprised that I have never named a strip emergent gameplay, but I haven't, and that might help contextualize it.
You know what?
No.
Chicken butt. Didn't see that coming, did you?
No. No, that I was blindsided by that.
Yeah, I came at you sideways with that one.
With that chicken butt.
So seriously, you know what?
I refuse to be party to this.
God, how's the rest of that go?
What do you mean, the rest of the thing?
Yeah.
Chicken thigh, right?
No, there's like...
chicken hand.
Oh, no, that's the shut-up one. When I look at your face, I throw up, and then your mother comes around the corner and licks it up.
Yeah, because she craves vomit. Ella, she's around the corner right
waiting
now.
Waiting for the throw
She's up. Waiting for them to look at you so that they throw up.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's powerful.
Yeah,
it is. It's a drama that takes place every day in America's school years.
How about this for the comic?
Yeah.
The first panel.
Some stuff happens.
Is Nico in the car
Nico
with
Case.
A woman.
Yeah.
He is pulling up to her house, and he is fucking ramming into a man and knocking him up into the, like, over the hood. Okay? The second panel, they have gotten out of the car. But we are looking sort of past the car at them. They're standing in front of her door. And, you know, she says, I had a really nice time, Nico. You know, thank you for the date. And in the foreground is the bloody person sort of laying on the car. All right? And then the last, they're coughing up blood maybe. And then the last panel, he's like, do you want a kiss, you know, or whatever? And she's like, yeah, that would be nice, a kiss. Or maybe they just kiss. Maybe they're just kissing, right?
Yeah.
Good night kiss. And in the foreground, his bloody head slides off of his neck like it scrapes.
What?
And falls onto the, like it's gross. Like it's this gross thing happening.
Yeah, I know about
juxtaposition. It's the juxtaposition.
I know about positions.
Do you know about the jux?
The juxta?
You ever juxta a position?
Juxted?
Yes. What I'm talking about is juxting a position in such a way.
Yeah, you know about position.
What I know about is juxta.
Well, let's come together on this one.
We come together because opposites attract, and you know.
I know it's not friction. All right, so.
It's the natural. Sorry.
You can finish it.
Back.
We come together because opposites attract.
Two steps forward, take two steps back.
I think
we come together.
Track. It ain't breaking just a natural road. I have to finish it. It's okay. Like it's the only way. It's like I have to seal the fucking Paula Abdul tomb.
All right.
All right. So.
I don't know. I just feel like the other one didn't go anywhere. The date thing maybe has something.
Maybe. It's like, it's almost like the bloody broken. It's like, but at which point do we turn the camera on? Right? Is it at the beginning of the date where it's like the sort of car that you arrive to a date in?
Right, right.
And it's like, I don't mind this guy on the hood, but it definitely seems like he gets a line somewhere. Like they're obviously center stage.
Yeah.
But he's in a bad way too, and maybe he deserves a comment.
He's hurt real bad. I'm hurt real bad.
I'm hurt very bad. I'm very badly burned. Oh, yeah. Especially just think about the state that thing is in when it gets there with the purses on it. And, like, the rest of that shit.
Purses and arms and heads.
Hats.
Blood dented all up. So you show up in that. But then, you know, the joke is that she doesn't react to it in the game.
Well, that's one joke.
Yeah.
That's definitely
that's
one
funny
way.
In the game. Yeah.
Yeah, we like that.
Did you have any trouble finding the plane?
A little.
That's pretty funny. She's staring at the car.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, maybe she should notice.
Yeah.
But of course, since it's Nico, it has to be a little.
A little. I like it. It's like, we could go inside and maybe Keith.
A little.
A little.
It's so funny because especially it's
but
it's,
is the car revealed in the last panel?
It could be. So he's pulling up. He gets out maybe. Yeah. So the first part, we can actually take as much time as we want to with the things that are not the reveal.
Yeah.
And in fact, the more time we take, the better. So what if he just gets out and we actually just take up the whole thing where he goes up and knocks, pushes the doorbell, and then they walk out, and then she sees the truck, and there's all the dialogue in the last line.
Okay.
So should I put a little bit of hesitation into her, into Michelle's quote-unquote, like, into her line? Like, is she, because they're both looking at this grill, right?
Right. Are they, is her line in frame two then?
Three.
Her line's in frame three, and that's the reveal.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you have any trouble finding the place?
A little.
But she brought a semi that is fucking caked with women and fucking people.
And accessories.
Yeah. Dented the shit.
Dented. Okay. There's shit over the top, like blood up on the windshield.
Yeah.
Like, there should be blood, but there should be, I think you turned the windshield wipers on just to, you know.
Okay.
He put an effort in.
A little.
A little.
Okay.